One morning, I woke up sweating like a mouse in a cat parade. August is always hot in New Mouse City, but this year was the worst. The air was so heavy, it was hard to breathe, and the sun was scorching. It made my fur feel like it was on fire. Cheese niblets, I couldn't wait for my vacation. I turned the shower ice cold. Then I jumped in. There's nothing like a cold shower on a hot summer day. I began to sing one of my favorite tunes. If you're happy and you know it, clap your paws. After my shower, I decided to make myself a whisker-licking good breakfast. I trotted toward my mega-huge fridge. It was filled with lots of yummy foods, cheese, cheese, and more cheese. Should I chomp on a cheddar biscuit or spread some jam on a slice of Swiss? At last, I settled on a vitamin-packed mozzarella milkshake. It was delicious. I patted my tummy. What a perfect way to start my day. I left my mouse hole and headed for my office. Maybe the heat won't be so bad today, I thought. I was wrong. The ground was so hot, smoke rose from my paws. The air was so stuffy, I felt faint. Cheese niblets, I couldn't wait for my vacation. I decided to take the subway. The train was about to leave. I jumped on just before the doors slammed shut. Phew! 1 second later and I would have lost my tail. I plopped down into an empty seat. At that moment, I realized the mouse sitting next to me was a rodent I knew very well. It was Pinky Pick. Do you know her? She's my very young assistant editor. Oh, how rude. I completely forgot to introduce myself. My name is Stilton, Geronimo Stilton. I am an author and a publisher. I run the most popular newspaper here on Mouse Island. It's called The Rodents Gazette. As soon as she saw me, Pinky grinned. Then she began to sing in a high-pitched squeak. I know a song that drives mice wild, but I don't care because it makes me smile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her squeak got louder and louder. It sounded like cat claws on a chalkboard. I shot her a murderous look, but she just kept on squeaking. One thing you should know about Pinky, she loves to get under my fur. I know a song that drives mice wild, but I don't care because it makes me smile. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know a song that drives mice wild, but I don't care because it makes me smile. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pinky's screech filled the subway car. By now, every rodent was staring at us. Well, they were doing more than just staring. They were glaring. I gulped. The crowd was getting ugly. Some gnashed their teeth. Others stamped their paws. They looked like they wanted to put a muzzle on little Pinky. Put a lid on it, one mouse demanded. Stuff a sock in it, another added. Just then, a lady mouse wagged a paw in my face. What kind of a father are you? She scolded. Tell your daughter to stop that awful squeaking. I chewed my whiskers. But, see, she isn't my daughter, I tried to explain. Suddenly, Pinky broke into a crazy dance number. She whirled and twirled around me. Her ear-piercing squeak was enough to make a grown mouse cry. What do you think, Daddy dearest? Popsy wopsy? She shrieked. Do I sound like one of the three squeaks? Pinky loved the three squeaks. They were the hottest female mouse band on Mouse Island. I know a song that drives mice wild, but I don't care because it makes me smile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know a song that drives mice wild, but I don't care because it makes me smile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. The lady mouse shot me a dirty look. Popsy wopsy, I heard her mutter. Pinky winked at me. She kept singing at the top of her lungs. I closed my eyes. I pictured myself firing Pinky. Stilton fires singing mouse, the headline would read. No, I couldn't do it. You can't fire a mouse for singing. Angry voices interrupted my thoughts. Make her stop, a rodent cried. Enough already, called another. For heaven's sake. I can't stand it anymore. Squeak! Luckily, we had reached our stop. I grabbed Pinky by a paw and scampered off the train. I'd never been so humiliated in my life. Cheese niblets, I couldn't wait for my vacation.